This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Dallas Morning News is making some national headlines of its own right now. Yesterday, the editorial board announcing it would not support Donald Trump. That refusal to endorse the Republican presidential candidate, a first in 52 years. But it did leave open the question, if not Trump, then who? Kevin Ann Willey, Dallas Morning News editorial page editor, joins us. So, Kevin, who has the Dallas Morning News decided to endorse?
Well, our determination is that, frankly, there is only one serious candidate on the presidential ballot in November, and that candidate is Hillary Clinton. We don't come to that judgment easily. This newspaper has not recommended a Democrat for the nation's highest office since before World War II.
Yeah, I think I heard you swallow real hard just then when you said it. No, I'm kidding, of course, but there was, how much controversy was there on your team when you decided to actually affirmatively endorse Hillary Clinton?
This was by far and away the prevalent opinion on the editorial board. Again, not everybody feels comfortable. There are varying degrees of enthusiasm. But when you compare the candidates this time in this election, it seems to us that there is really only one serious candidate. It was hard for us to come to that because we have been critical of Hillary Clinton in the past. Mm-hmm. For a variety of things, including the fact that her use of a private email server while Secretary of State was a clear example of poor judgment. We believe she needs to do more to divorce the Clinton Foundation from allegations of influence peddling and so forth. There are many things that we've been critical of her in the past, but we think that those shortcomings or those mistakes that she's made are just plainly in a different universe than those of her opponent.
You know, a lot of conservatives in Texas and beyond, of course, have said, look, you have to take the long view on this, that it's all about the Supreme Court. Three or four vacancies to be filled by a Democratic president if Hillary Clinton does win the election in November, decisions that will affect generations, not just the next 4 years. From a conservative position, what would the board say to that?
Well, as I said, we have some concerns about Hillary Clinton, but look at the alternative. We have a candidate who's running who claims he's a Republican, a conservative, and yet if you believe in the principles of the Republican Party, things like individual liberty, free markets, economic conservatism, strong national defense, he is not any of those things. In fact, his temperament and his volatility make him an unreliable candidate, let alone president. So he may say that he would name X person or Y type of person to the Supreme Court, but given his volatility, it's hard to believe what comes out of his mouth.
It seems like a conservative choice in another respect, I suppose, if you'll forgive this. I mean, I get why you didn't go with the Green Party ticket. Could have gone with Gary Johnson, perhaps, the Libertarian. There is that strand of conservatism, most certainly, within the Republican Party. Why not Gary Johnson?
There was some discussion of that. He does have some appeal. The fact of the matter is, though, the odds of him winning are minuscule, if not impossible. And we just felt that we wanted to help the electorate reach a reasoned conclusion here. The bottom line is we decided to put country over party. We just have no interest in a Republican nominee for whom all principles are negotiable, as we said in the editorial, nor in a Republican Party that is willing to trade away principle for pursuit of electoral victory.
You could have sat this one out, but the Dallas Morning News editorial board chose to actually throw its weight behind one of the two major candidates. Why not sit this one out, given the stakes and given how peculiar this election season has been?
In all candor, that was very tempting. There was discussion around that. Every now and then in an election, there's a particular race on the ticket where, for whatever reason, neither candidate seems to provide a reasonable option. And we, struggle over that. We try very hard in good conscience in every race to make a recommendation because voters are asked to do that. And not voting is really not, at least in the long term, not an answer. So we tried to practice what we preach, even in this particular race, the top race on the ballot, and that is pick the better of the options.
That's the voice of Kevin Ann Willey, Dallas Morning News editorial page editor. We'll have a link to the editorial at texasstandard.org. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.